Jerry Bader Show, 9:51. I don't remember, but I am getting. Jason, I didn't discuss yesterday in the air that I actually finished the entire series of Dexter, did I? I don't think I discussed that on the air. You think I did? I don't think so. I may have discussed it with you. I could be wrong. Even if I did, I won't give anything away other than the very end, the series finale and how it ended. And I won't spoil it, although many of you, if you are interested in watching it, probably already know. It was disappointing. It really was. My daughter and I binged watched Sunday night, stayed up too late, and finished season 8. Here's what I will tell you if you're in the middle of watching Dexter right now. Season 4 is as good as it gets. And I mean, it's really, really, it's just excellent. John Lithgow is fabulous. Season 5 is almost as good as 4. Season 6 is a disappointment. Season 7 is a bit of a rebound. Season 8 is very, very good, but I'm with those who are disappointed with the finale. That would be my position on it. And it really does jump the shark a couple of times. But now I can start getting to Breaking Bad and continuing to watch Scandal, which I am doing, season 1. I have not watched The Following in a while. I started watching it. It's just so heavy. I hate it where you can't trust anybody. I just hate that. And there's so many other things. Sons of Anarchy, I started watching that one. I don't know. All right. A coworker in Midwest Communications, not in this building, but in Midwest Communications, is very, very good about sending me possibilities for show material, and I thank him profusely for that. I don't think I'm enough. I sent him a note, thanks, but don't think I'm enough. He sent me this video that's gone semi-viral on Facebook. This young lady was an enthusiastic, ardent, staunch Obama supporter in 2008. She posted a video explaining why she's about to burn her Obama t-shirt. Now, she's a big lib, which is why when you start listening to this, you might think you're with her, and then you find out she's a big lib. It's an important reason why I share this. Jason, go ahead.
Hey, Barack. My name's Carrie, and I'm on multiple government watch lists for what I post on the internet, but I wasn't always. In 2008, I was actually one of your most hysterical supporters, as you might be able to tell from this shirt that's now vintage. It says that you're my homeboy. I waited for 3 hours in the rain to see Michelle and Stevie Wonder and Oprah campaign on your behalf, and this is me on the night that you were elected, shedding a tear of euphoria because I thought history had been made. But like a lot of Obama supporters, I sat back for the next couple years and figured I'd let you handle all that change because you're the one that was selling it anyway. And then when I decided that maybe I should like Google the news to see what was going on in the world, I found that you would become exactly like the George Bush that I used to so vitriolically hate. And now I know that your advisors don't always tell you about all the evil things that are going on in your administration because you're just too busy. At least that's what you tell the news. So I thought I'd give you a recap of all of the mayhem and crime that you've been committing.
You bailed out bankers and placed them in your cabinet. You placed Monsanto in charge of your FDA. You helped out pharmaceutical and health insurance companies with Obamacare. You expanded Bush's wars and started new ones with drones, branding yourself a humanitarian warmonger. You bragged about crippling sanctions against Iran, though they directly affected civilians. You extended the Patriot Act and asserted your right to spy on the American people. You also asserted your right to detain them without trial. You even seized the authority to assassinate Americans without providing any evidence of their guilt or offering them due process of law. You viciously punish journalists and pursue whistleblowers who expose your crimes, though you vowed to protect them when you were running for office. You arm Al-Qaeda insurgencies, refuse to close Guantanamo, and you, along with Congress, have criminalized protest. And still, you have the audacity to scold dictators about democracy, protest, and freedom.
Mr. Obama, you are the biggest fraud that has ever been perpetrated on the American people, and it's been a long time since I bought into it. So I think it's about time to burn your shirt.
Now, here's why I played this for you. And I think it's important that you understand this. This young lady doesn't think Barack Obama is nearly liberal enough. She thinks he's George Bush 2.0. Laughable, of course, us conservatives. I will say this, though. W second term was disappointing, bordering on disaster. I will say that in full, including, which liberals seem to forget, and I said it at the time, his policy on Russia. Now, the reason I play this, though, the media continues to play up this rift in the conservative movement. Tea Party versus Republican establishment. Tea Party versus Republican. It's falling apart. It's going to hell. The reality is the left is dealing with the same thing. Now, I would argue that the mainstream Democratic Party is more liberal than the establishment Republican Party is conservative. Then there is what has been dubbed the Elizabeth Warren wing, to which this young lady obviously subscribes. There is a war. The far left is tugging at the almost far left Democratic Party. The Democratic Party is much further left than the Republican Party is right, so its left, far left wing is far more right than the Tea Party. But that doesn't get reported. There is a civil war. So even those who still were supporting him after 2012 are now upset with Obamacare and everything else. And you have that left, far left wing that thinks he's too far to the right. I mean, it just seems bizarre to say that out loud, doesn't it? But that is the case. So they're completely disaffected. You've got the moderates who supported him who now realize they were lied to about Obamacare. I don't want to get irrationally exuberant, but I will say this. I think it could be a blowout in November. I think they could grow the House and win back the Senate. In fact, I think the chances are very, very good that they will. Then what they do with it, that's going to be the question. If election year pragmatism doesn't give way to staunch adherence to conservative principles, it's going to be a disaster. And if they get that power, they should impose bill after bill after bill upon President Obama for him to veto. All right, coming up after 10 o'clock, actually, we have one more thing. It's nothing to do with the pension story that we talked about earlier, but it deals with minimum wage. We'll squeeze that in somewhere. I do want to get to the school story that I've been teasing throughout the show. We'll get to that right after 10 o'clock. And revisit Robin Voss, Scott Fitzgerald, and the chemo bill. It's 9:58.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.